Let's just review. All right. So remember, where does the Gemara want to learn out Chazaka from? Shramua. Okay. So first, let's just go review the order. The Gemara says, if you're going to learn out from Shramua, is it just like a short time that comes to Shramua after three times? So too, Chazaka by Sada should work the same way. The Gemara says, not so fast, right? Because what do you see? You see it's only until the fourth Negicha, right? The fourth time that the conversion actually takes place, right? So the Gemara says, Kamash Malan. That's why we say, no, it's that by him being on the field and making use of the field for that period of time, that's how Chazaka works. So too by Shormuad, the Shor, after three gorings, there's no question asked right now.
I have a question.
We're trying to get to the point where, let's look at what's Chazaka doing. The objective in Chazaka is to take it from A and make it B's, so to speak. Okay, again, obviously that's not really what's really happening because all along it wasn't A's. But the point is that there's some, like it says over and over again, from the Rishus HaMocher and to the Rishus HaMachzik. Right, that means there's an actual consequence of what's taking place. So if we look at that as from a consequence standpoint, well, now work backwards. If you look at Tom Shramuad, well, there's no consequence to Shramuad until the gores for the fourth time. So if you look at it as a consequence based system, then it had to be 4 years. Tosfos, right? I love Tosfos. He's very bothered by what you guys seem to be, what you're harping on, I'm not 100% positive, I think you guys are harping on the Havamina, right? And again, you have to listen to Tosos. Tosos is asking a question on the question. Tosos is saying Ad Negicha. Do a Misifta, it's easy that way. Tosos is saying, like, what is it? Why ask this question? Why ask the question of four Negichas? Okay? I think this is bothering you guys, okay? So look, so start from Isa B'Gemara, because the Misifta guy reviews the Gemara. It's very nice. Isa B'Gemara.
Ita b'gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shamati mehochai usha shahayu omrim, minayim lechazaka shehi gimel shanim, mishor amuad. Ma shor amuad, kevan shenagach gimel negichot, yasa mechazkatam v'nasa bechazkat muad.
See, yeah, right.
Achinami, kevan te'acha et asada gimel shanim, yata asada mershut mocher, v'nichmasa mershut elokaya.
See, so again, notice the way he's setting it up, which is accurate. He's showing you that in the Havamina of the Gemara, we look at Chazaka as a practical consequence, right? Meaning it's going from Cheskas A to Cheskas B, right? If that's true, now the Kasha is going to be, Umak Shina Megamara, V'hashor Muad, Lo Nischai L'Shalim Nezek Shalim. Right, we only see the practical consequence through the Chi of Nezek Shalim. There's no practical consequence until that happens. So we're going by practical consequence four times, so 4 years. So now Tosos, keep going. Okay, so Makshim Tosos, he scratches his head. Vitema. Stop. What's Tosos saying? He's so brilliant. What's he saying?
The third time he's a muad because he's likely to gore again.
Well, listen to his language. What's he saying? The key is, there's one word that is the key. It's not that many words to choose from. The bolded words, okay? No, dema hasam, right? Huchzak nagchan shalosh pamim. You see, Tosos is very smart. Tosos is saying, one second, how does Chazaka work, right? I mean, if I asked you, what does Chazaka do? So Chazaka is saying that, well, okay, so after three times, right, what do we say about this animal now?
It's a different animal.
It's a gorer, okay? Forget muad, forget the abstract chaloshim muad. On a very
dangerous animal.
Right, it's a dangerous animal. Meaning it's a gorer, right? It went from it gored one time, okay. It gored again. Okay. Now it's a gorer. If you're gonna tell me after three times, I can now say the animal is a goring animal. So Tosva says, Hachanami.
Hachanami, im shatak bala sade velo micha, hufzak
shitika. Shaskan b'shalashanim. Okay, so he says, one second. Now the mocher / baal, right? He has every opportunity in the world to do what? Stop the machzik, right? Every opportunity, and yet he doesn't. What does he do? He keeps quiet. He doesn't say anything. He keeps his mouth shut. He keeps his mouth shut for 3 years. He had every opportunity in the world to say something. When a person doesn't talk for 3 years, right? The chazaka is there, or what? A not talker, meaning he's never going to protest, right?
What if he came on a
What Tosfos is saying is like this. What Tosfos is saying is that don't learn don't learn the how do you learn the Gemara now? According to Tosfos. Tosfos saying like this. Tosfos saying, when the Gemara says we learn out from Shormua to Cheska Sada, how do you learn that? You learn it very simple. You say that just like by the shore, after three times it went from an animal that gores to a gorer. So too here, the guy had, the owner, the mocher, whatever, had 3 years, right, to protest the presence of the moxic. And he didn't. So the chazaka is that he will continue keeping his mouth shut. If that's true, then you can never ask the kasha of other vias. So he's saying this, meaning this is the way you should learn that first case in the Gemara. Okay? Is this what you guys are bothered by? Just make me feel better and say yes. No, you won't. And if you apply that metric by Cheska Sada, then the Gemara's question makes no sense. Dov is speaking on a very important point. Tosos consistently, by the way, for those people who want to apply an academic rationale, that's up to you, but Tosos consistently is always on the side of the mocher. Okay, it's interesting. Next Tosos does the same thing. He's like a mocher guy. He doesn't like this moxic guy. You know, he's not so into him. Well, yeah. To be clear, what Tosos is doing is Tosos is eviscerating, right, the way, or Tosos is saying, this is the way you should learn the Gemara. But if you learn it this way, because he's saying, he's scratching his head, this is that business of chaloshim tam, chaloshim muad, what's the Gemara talking about? That's how chazaka is. Chazaka means, there's a, what do you call it, it gored a few times, now it's a gorer. Same thing should apply over here. If that's true, then the kasha in the Gemara doesn't work. So Tosos now has to offer his version of how the Gemara flows. You understand?
But he is
saying, so you want to understand, how does chazaka work according to Tosos?
Yeah, excellent question. How does it transfer into the hands of the next person?
I'm waiting for a svara, but let's do his answer first. I want to hear a svara for that. Clearly, he has a different way of looking at chazaka. Yeah.
So,
to be fair, or to be clear, Tosos is coming in, obviously, with a preconceived bias. Not a bad way. He has a svara worked out. He says, this is what chazaka is. He now has to make the Gemara fit his perspective. The poshest reading of the Gemara is not Tosos' way. Now, what's his answer? Okay. Oh, it says, Im came ma'acha shehechzik shalosh shana ve'elach.
Kama le'asadeh b'rishuteh. Uma hekshu ba'gemara mihad de'eno chayav nezik shalim anid yichirubi.
Good. Now, what's his answer? Miyashim v'omeri.
Omeri. Disalka da'ate
de'makshe. Listen carefully. The makshe, what you would have thought, okay, in learning this way, is...
De'hachi yalev chazkat gimel shana mishor hamu'ad.
Okay, so if we do indeed learn out Chazaka from Shor Muad, okay?
He calls that into question more than we have so far.
Dema hasam
miki naga hashor gimel pa'amim, nafak le mitashlumi chatzi nezek le tashlumi nezek shor.
Ah! Okay, whoa! So now, okay, right? This is why you need a svar for this. Tosos is saying, no. What did the Gemara mean when you're learning out from Shor Muad to Shor, what do you call it, to Cheskas Sada? What's the Gemara really trying to learn out? What it's saying is that, okay, well, what happens by short time the shermuad? Well, it's not, notice the words he uses. He's not using the word short time shermuad. Rather, what is he looking at?
The nezek.
He's saying, well, what happens? It goes from chatzi nezek to nezek shalim. That's what happens, okay? So if that's true, hachanami. So since you made use of the field, you benefit from the field for 3 years, and the owner never did what? Never protested, never complained, right? Okay, so what should happen is that it should convert over from... Okay, so what's he saying? What's the kasha in the Gemara then? What's he saying?
You're looking at the wrong parallelism.
If this is the parallel, right, he's saying, what's the, why, in words, what generates the kasha in the Gemara? This. What's the problem here? If I look at it from chatzi nezek to nezek shalem, what's the problem? What's the problem with that? Excuse me. Well, just finish Tosfos. Alfagav.
Oh.
Isn't that great? Even though, so there's really no, you can't really rational, you can't give a real rational reason for this, okay? All right. Who Right. There's no imperative that I must learn out from Shor Muad. Rather, what? Nonetheless, this is what we learn out. Okay.
Ulekachak heksha.
Okay, so if I'm going to learn out, it's a chatzi nezek, nezek shalim problem. If that's how I'm going to learn it out, right? Meaning, what do I learn out? What's the original? Again, going back to the Gemara, step one, just like by short time, but just like when I have a short time, I'm chayiv chatzi nezek, and then when it becomes a shor muad, I'm chayiv in nezek shalim. That so too, in the case of Chesk HaSadeh, the Baal has 3 years to what it called protest. If he doesn't, it converts over to become the Machzik field. Not the smoothest parallel. If you learn it that way, then the Gemara's Kasha makes a lot of sense. Because the Gemara is saying, well, 1 second. Well, what do I care about an abstract Nezek Shalim, right? It's only when there's an actual payment of Nezek Shalim that I can say this thing is transferred over. Okay? Sounds very much like the original way of learning, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And yet somehow Tosos considers it to be very different.
Can you say one more
time? Yes. In other words, Tosos is saying, okay, and then your point about the Maskana swings back in. Okay, Tosos is saying, this is how you read the Gemara. Okay? That what happens by short time Shor Muad, forget short time Shor Muad, look at it in terms of Nezek, okay? I'm Chayiv and Chatzi Nezek if my Shor gore someone else. But what happens after 3 gorings? What's the chazakah? The chazakah after 3 gorings is now I'm chayiv in nezek shalim. So chazakah is doing what now? Much, much more acute demonstration of a practical consequence, right? I am now chayiv to pay more money. I'm chayiv in nezek shalim. But the Gemara, and then how would that work by Chesk HaSadeh? Same thing. Whereas by Chesk HaSadeh, right, you as being the owner, you have 3 years to protest me being there, right? But you didn't, right? So by you not exercising your protest, so what happens after 3 years? Well, after 3 years, it goes from your field to my field, okay? Now, if you learn it that way, then the Gemara's Kasha is, but 1 second, Nezek Shalem only comes into existence when? By the fourth Negicha, right? So if that's true, the same thing should apply by Chazaka.
What does that mean, though?
Okay, well, not giving anything away. You mean, in other words, I wasn't trying to bias you on purpose. I'm just saying the initial way of learning the Gemara is the way we learned it, in my opinion. That's the clear way to learn it. It's chalo shames, right? But that's not really what chazaka. I mean, you ask yourself, what does chazaka mean? Especially in a normative halachic language. What does chazaka mean? No. You're too fancy. Too fancy. Make it simple. What does chazaka mean on the most basic level? What does a chazaka mean?
It's a sign
of what? No, you see, you're getting too fancy. Forget ownership. Forget ownership. Forget it. Don't worry about that. Let's just talk about a non-halachic situation, okay? Let's say, okay. Establishment of what?
Of a new thing.
Okay, so let's say Sean is late one morning for Shacharis, okay? Okay, aberration, right? A week later, he's late again. All right, you know what I say then? Okay, that's also an aberration. 3 times, what's now happened? Okay, so chazaka in the most basic level, what does chazaka mean? Don't get into this business of chazaka. It's not this whole business of chazaka transforming one chalos to another chalos. Tosa is saying that's crazy. Chazaka just simply means one thing. It's an establishment of a pattern. Meaning, after 3 times, what do we say? We no longer say that it was that Sean is someone who comes to Shacharis on time but missed a few. Rather, what do we say? You are now a latecomer. Right, that's your chalos. That, in other words, there is an idea of a chalos, but it's not transforming one to the other. We're just looking for patterns, right? A pattern. I don't care about 3, but the point is, a pattern needs. There's a certain number of times when I can now say this is normal behavior. Okay, that's what happens by the shore. I'm saying that's why you start off with the shore. The shore makes a lot of sense. Start off with the shore. What happens by shore? If an animal gores once or twice, that's not a big deal. What happens after 3 times? After 3 times, I can say a pattern's been established. And now I don't have to look anymore. I don't say there's I'm looking for a tziruf. And by the way, guys, listen, this is a critical thing to understand in Chazaka. Chazaka seeks out a tziruf. It's going to look for a pattern. You see, when you read the Mishnah, if you think about it, again, that's why the Gemara is so, that's why I like Tosafot's way of learning. Read the Mishnah, you realize what's the Mishnah looking for. It's not the 3-year period of time. What's it looking for? A pattern. A pattern. Once you have a pattern, now you establish something. There's a reality. So Tosus is saying that's how you should look at Chazaka. You should always look at Chazaka as establishing a pattern. 1 second. If that's true, right, then the Gemara's Kasha makes no sense, right? Because after 3 times, the pattern is there. Don't give me this whole Chalos A to B. The pattern's established, okay? That's Tosus's first move. Like I said, it's a simple idea. It's just that you don't think of chazaka that way because we get caught up in the abstract stuff. That's wrong. Chazaka is a very basic idea. We use these things all the time. Halakha has the right to establish a pattern. But obviously that's insufficient though, because we do know at the end of the day, establishing a pattern is not enough, right? We're not scientists looking for patterns in the universe and coming up with conclusions. There's something more here. So that's why Tosos dives back into the Gemara. But I'm just saying, understand what Tosos' premise of Chazaka is a very intuitive premise. He's saying, we're searching for patterns. So if we search for patterns, we'll get to the Mokher thing in the next Tosos, why he switches to the Mokher. But the point is, we have a pattern here. Just like we have a pattern three times, it's a Gorer. Hey, if this guy doesn't say anything after 3 years, what are we going to say about the guy? He's not a protester. He's not going to do it. Forget the issue of deriving from a negative, okay? Yeah. Just keep this. It's very nice. I think it's very nice to say this, right? But you can't stop here. Because Tosos now says, well, let's go back in the Gemara. So now the Gemara was saying, when we learn out from Shor Tam to Shor Muad, we're not learning Chalos Tam to Chalos Muad, halachic abstract identities. Rather, we're looking at it from Chatzi Nezek to Nezek Shalim, okay? What's going on over there? Remember, Chazaka can't just be, a pattern, right? Because then that's not translating to the halachic system as anything. You understand? We're not here just to establish patterns. There's a consequence, okay? In other words, when we start with Chatzi Nezek, okay, and we go to Nezek Shalim, all right? So if we were looking at Tam to Muad, right, in the original way of learning, those are two qualities, right? There's something called a Shem Tam and Shem Muad. They're not related to each other, right? I know one begets the other, but I'm just saying they're two discrete Chaloshems. But if you listen to the language, Chatzi Nezek and Nezek Shalim are not what? They're not two chaloshames, right? In fact, what's nezek? I know it's shalem, but well, I wouldn't call it enhancement. I'm saying it's that it's more. No! Don't say that. No! Don't say that. No, in other words, if my animal gores once, I'm chayiv in X, right? If it gores three times, I'm chayiv in more money, right? So nezek shalem is a quantifiable increase of money. In other words, the nezek comes into existence the moment my animal gores somebody else. Now it's just a question of after three times, right, which now the pattern's established, my nezek jacks up, okay? It goes to a nezek shalom, right? Meaning Tosos has erased any idea of a qualitative A and B. That doesn't exist. Just because it's just more money I got to pay, right? But that's why he says at the end, what? Why does he say that? So if you say what I'm saying, you'll understand why he says that. But you understand, in other words, once we have this pattern idea, is the according to Tosos, is the correct way to look at how Chazaka works. But the problem is, if we deal with patterns, then we're not dealing with qualitative changes. We're dealing with, I was chayiv $5, now I'm chayiv $10, right? That's not qualitative, that's just more money. Right, it's a quantitative increase. But why is that weird?
Because how does that go to the land? In that the land has no quantitative difference.
The land is
three,
the,
four,
it,
five
right.
Years.
Okay, so that's one problem. Okay, good. So one problem is that you don't really see that by the land. Now, I know what you were saying before. What Avi's trying to say is, well, you could try to make it similar. Because what you could say is that, well, the Baal has, we're going to explore this much more in the Gemara, but the Baal has 3 years to push back, right? So meaning that when the Machzik comes into the land, what's taking place? There's some like bilus there. Now it's just a question of that. Imagine this is the owner. He's pushing to here, and then the Moxic slowly over 3 years pushes back until he erases any presence of the Baal on the land. Something along those lines, right? You could say that, meaning that it is quantitative because the Chazaka starts the moment he gets there. Yeah,
but it seems that
it's not abstract because what Clark was trying to say is that when the Moxic comes into the land, right? So there is a Bilus there. There's a Bilus. There's an ownership, just like when the Shor initially gores, I'm Chayz Chatzi Nezek, right? There is some bilus there. It's not waiting until the 3 years when the bilus emerges. He's an owner, right? It's just that because you could protest against me, right? There's a defect in my bilus. And by the way, I almost gave away the farm there. Keep that point in mind. In about like 2 weeks or so, that's gonna be a very important point because that's a general klal in bilus. Okay, when you buy something, actually even today, when you buy something expensive, what do you always keep?
The receipt,
okay? Now, you keep it usually because you want to return it. But back then, you know why they would keep a star?
Because possession was nine-tenths of the law.
Because what could happen? What was a very realistic possibility? Right, people will come and challenge your ownership, right?
So,
Right, exactly. So they would keep the shtar. They keep the shtar. However, after a certain period of time, you know what happened? They realized a year's gone by. No one's come to challenge my ownership. Okay, I can get rid of the shtar now. You know what I mean? Right. Okay. So that's one reason why. Time of the Lamilsa, because you see, Tosus is bothered because you don't see a real. In other words, it's Tosus. Tosus is stuck because Chazaka is a pattern, but he doesn't want it to be qualitative, right? But we do see there is some type of consequence. That's why he says time of the Lamilsa, because what he's saying ultimately is that you can't show me once you put it into the quantitative realm. It's a funny idea to say the machzik is like starting a process of bilus. You know what I mean? But that Tosus is stuck with that because he insists on Chazaka being a pattern based system. That's the focus. Yeah. No. Good. You need a chatzi nezek in place to have a nezek shalem. You understand? It's that there's a nezek. Now it's just a question of it was a $5 nezek, and now it grows to a $10 nezek. But the nezek was always there. Pattern. Right? Okay. It just doesn't fit perfectly. That's the key. It doesn't fit perfectly yet. Okay? Yeah. Ela me'ata.
Chazaka she'in imatahana.
Okay, so we need a certain premise here in place, okay? Okay, what does it mean to say chazaka she'ein imataina in a chazaka?
You're not actually claiming anything.
Well, what's the case? Look at Rashi. She'ein imataina. Later on, okay? Did you guys look at the Mishnah later on? Of course not. Go on.
Amar lo, ma'ata oseh betok sheli. Amar lo, shelo amar li adam davar me'olam, velo amar lo, ata machartali.
Listen carefully, okay? This is so important. When I have a chazaka, because this is a pshita point. This is obvious, according to Gemara, okay? Okay, let's say I go on to, I'm machzik Yudi's land, okay? Now, you come over to me and say, hey, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? Now, if there's two answers I could give. If I say, what do you mean? You sold me the land, right? I am now doing what? I'm making a claim. That's literally like filing a claim in court. I'm filing a claim. I'm saying to you, I'm claiming that this is my land.
Because you sold it to me.
Yes, but the point is, I'm making a claim. It's mine. But if you come to me and say, hey, Ginsburg, what are you doing with my land? And I say, hey, what do you call it? Shalom, or Liadam, no one ever bothered me about this. What are you talking about? No one ever told me I can't be here. That's not a claim. Okay? That's not a claim.
Why would that be a claim?
You're right. But what's the Gemara saying, though? What the Gemara is saying is that...
just being there for 3 years.
Yes, good. Okay? Chazaka can't mean... It'd be absurd, ludicrous to say, in Gemara's language, ludicrous to say that chazaka works by simply...
You just take your book 3 times and then say, well, no one told me...
Exactly right. There has... A claim must be in place, right? The machzik must make a claim. I don't care. Don't ask me how the claim works on the mechanics. I don't care. What? Oh, 1 second. Sounds like Gemara's got a serious problem. If you're going to tell me you're going to learn out from Shore, but 1 second. Remember, we're trying to learn out Chazaka. Now, when I look at the case of Shore Muan and Shore Tam, is there a taina there? No. No, there's not.
What? He killed my cat.
What Tosus is saying, what the Gemara is saying is that there has to be a discreet act in front of witnesses, so to speak, done by the machzik to say, this is mine. It's not enough for him to just simply be on the land. There has to be a claim. A claim has to be there. Okay.
So too by the shore.
There's no claim on the shore.
There's an act.
This is a critical point. Okay, this is critical to understanding how chazaka works. Chazaka isn't just simply... Chazaka is not simply saying that after 3 years it goes from A to B. Is that ever true? You can't learn from Shramuad. What? So therefore what? So what does that mean about Chazaka? What is Chazaka then? How does it work?
It's evidential.
I know, that's the word of the week, right? I know, but when you say it, it's evidentiary, what do you, insofar as what? What's it there to do?
In that it doesn't actually give you ownership of the land. It's only there to buttress you.
Good. Okay, so it weakens what Chazaka does. Chazaka substantiates a claim. I have a claim. This fits into like what a shtar does. I have a claim. Chazaka is simply there to substantiate the claim. But if that's true, now the kash in the Gemara becomes so powerful. Because you can't tell me the idea of chazaka by shore, that's not substantiating a claim. That's not what it's doing there. That's saying short time to shrubuad. Here, the fact that chazaka requires a taina means the very function of the chazaka is completely different. Well, it's not completely different, but function is the weaker idea. It's not chazaka is in the ikker, your claim is the ikker. The chazaka is my raya. But that's not what's happening by short time shramuad. So it's like saying there are two different ideas of chazaka. How could you learn out from shramuad? See, it's not simply saying shramuad is like one aspect of it. No, it's saying you can't learn out from Shor Muad. Because by Shor Muad, the Chazaka works differently. It's not there to substantiate a claim. It is the claim, so to speak.
Why would it be a different number, though?
They're learning Chazaka. Okay? Because remember, by Shor Muad, it's not 3 years, it's three times. The key is Chazaka. They're learning out what Chazaka is. Forget the number. Learning out what Chazaka is. That's what they're learning out. Not changing. It's not saying Chazaka doesn't have any idea of going from A. It's just saying, but it's there. It's like secondary. The claim is the key. He has to make the claim. This is my land, right? Now, how do I know? Chazaka, right? But that's not really what Shor Tam Shor Muad is. So what's the Gemara's answer? You put it a little differently. This is no longer looking at the internal mechanics of Chazaka. It's taking a step back and saying, okay, well, let's look at Chazaka as it is expressed in Halacha, right? So there, or how it functions. There, it functions a lot differently than here. Here, its function is to substantiate a claim, right? There, that's not what it's doing. It's not substantiating a claim. It's saying, that's a Shor Muad. There's no claim.
So in that sense,